This Columbus Day weekend, it's Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. Take an extra 20% off and get women's denim for just $15.99. Boots only $35.99. And the Big One bath towel just $2.99. Plus, get the lowest prices of the season on Levi's. You'll get Kohl's cash too. Earn it on everything, spend it on anything. Thursday through Monday at Kohl's. Select styles, 20% offer valid October 5th through 9th with promo code FRIENDS20. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
What? Yeah, you idiot, Goff. Mitchell Trubisky. Ha! We'll throw the ball 12 times to running backs, 2 times to tight ends, and once to a receiver. This'll win in the NFL. Yes, give me more of it.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
The Cubs are NL Central Division champs.
At the wall, he's there, he's got it, and the Cubs win the Central Division.
Listen to Pat and Ron's hometown call as the Cubs defend their title in every exciting game of the NLDS.
The Cubs win the ball game.
It's Cubs versus Nationals. The drama unfolds for every playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs.
It's the Columbus Day sale at JCPenney. Shop now for up to 40% off select major appliance hot deals from your favorite brands like LG, GE, and Samsung. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, free delivery and basic installation on all appliance purchases over $2.99. Add it up. These deals can't be beat. JCPenney. Available in select stores. Some exclusions apply. Financing terms valid 9/27 to 10/12. Must request at time of purchase. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or jcp.com/appliances for details. Free delivery not available in all areas.
Blue Bloods, CBS Tonight. It's Cubs versus Nationals in the NLDS. Game 1 tonight. Our pregame coverage starts at 5:30. Listen to Pat and Ron's hometown call of every Cubs playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion, Chicago Cubs. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. The Wolves have finalized their roster, which includes NHL draft choices, Team USA members, and Stanley Cup champions. Be there October 14th for the home opener. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Well, tonight is the night the Cubs open the NLDS in Washington. Kyle Hendricks faces off with Steven Strasburg. Chris Bryant told Bernstein and Goff today the hitters will be working on Strasburg's pitch count pregame at 5:30 here on 670 The Score. Elsewhere in October baseball, Boston and Houston in game 2 of their series. Astros leading 8-1 in the top of the ninth inning. New York and Cleveland tied up at 2 in the bottom of the second. Sam Bradford could play against the Bears on Monday night. He was limited in practice yesterday with the Vikings, but says he hopes to play. Both Bears linebackers Willie Young and Nick Kwiatkowski sat out of practice today. Lauri Markkanen still bothered by a back injury. He won't play tonight when the Bulls take on Milwaukee in a preseason matchup. Both linebackers Willie Young and Nick Kwiatkowski sat out of practice today with the Bears. The U.S. men's national soccer team in a big World Cup qualifying match tonight against Panama. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Grandview Homes. Grandview will buy your home today. Go to GrandviewHomes.com. And breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Scott Levy's Rosen Hyundai. Visit RosenHyundai.com. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the 2017 Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Nationals at 5:30 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
What time is it?
It's 5 o'clock.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Cubbies.
The show goes on!
Bernstein and Goff. Weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Welcome back. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show. We are live out at Fatty's Pub and Grill in DeKalb. Everybody's here. Everybody's here. Jesus was here.
He was here, but Gary Esposito's here. Fired him.
Yeah, we have this lovely couple of people here, and We got our guy here in the Mitchell Trubisky shirt.
These people are
you were talking, Ives brought his beautiful lady out today.
We're talking about fake IDs. If any of these four are old
this
enough
kid's
to
7 years old. Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, yeah. Without question. Yeah. This dude's nine years old. Yeah. He doesn't even know how to hold it. His hand is too cold right now. That's what happens when you're underage drinking. No, fatties would never allow anything like that. Neither would Bud Light. That's what we're here for. We're here to hang out with people in DeKalb, drink Bud Light, and wait for Cubs' first pitch.
And Joe Maddon met a playoff-sized contingent of media who wanted to hear what he had to say in advance of the beginning of what you could call his team's title defense, and here's how that went just a little bit ago.
Going into tonight's game, you know, their pitcher is really good, and it's hard to, like, string a bunch of hits together against a guy like Strasburg. So just chose power tonight as much as anything. You've all been watching the different games that are going on right now. Power is playing a big part of this. So I just thought, getting Kyle out there right now might be the right thing to do. Obviously, that puts Jason in center and Zoe in right. I wanted to keep the infield intact. And then hopefully you grab a lead and then you alter your defense game in progress.
Right over here.
Yes, sir.
Joe, last year you guys had September to kind of prepare for the playoffs. This year kind of had to work your way in and battle it.
Right.
Washington sort of the other way. They've had a month to kind of prepare. Is there value in playing meaningful games in the last couple weeks, or what's your...
I honestly think that's overblown. Quite frankly, I do. Sometimes when you're playing those games, you could tire certain people out to get to your goal. I liked last year also. And as sometimes, when we did clinch so early, I wanted to treat it as though it was spring training, which I would do again. Parcel out the work, get people rested. I like to use that word a lot. Get guys rested, then you start setting up your pitching the way you like it. There's no downside to it whatsoever. Major League Baseball players are going to get into the playoffs. You're going to take a couple days off, or if you're able to go through a latter part of the year spring training, I promise you, for tonight's game, everybody's going to be ready. It's not going to be about what we did last week or even 2 days ago. It's going to be about tonight. So if you have rested bodies, rested minds, and guys are good, I don't think it really matters if you have to go down to the last game or not. We did that with the Rays, and we didn't make it out of the first round. You beat yourself up a little bit doing that kind of stuff too. So always, you'd rather clinch sooner than later. I think actually this year for us was almost like a perfect time frame. We gave our guys, after we did it, we gave 2 days off to like KB and Riz and somebody else, Javi. I think we gave all 2 days because those guys have been playing the most consecutively. So I think it worked out really, really well. But I don't subscribe to either theory. Just get it done as quickly as you can.
Hey, Joe.
Yes, hey, buddy. How you doing?
Two-parter. One, do you have a plan to, if you're ahead in the middle innings, to change the back to your defensive team? And two, do you have this game scripted out behind, tied, or trailing at this point?
Yeah, of course. You always try to get that done. And the first part of the question, yes. I mean, part of the thing about Schwarbs specifically is they have so many lefties in the bullpen. So after you get to a certain point, they could put a lefty on them the rest of the night if they chose to. So that's what you have to be aware of, which we all are. That's why they slotted four lefties. They're worried about Riz, obviously, and then, of course, our pinch hitter. So it makes sense. What they did makes all the sense in the world. So you try to – the important thing always is to grab a lead. Once you've grabbed the lead, then you could dictate whatever you want to do after that. And if they choose to match up, it's not as threatening. But if you don't grab the lead, then it becomes more daunting, obviously. That's what the game's all about. So, yes, as we hopefully grab a lead, we'll try to switch to a different defensive look in the outfield whenever we get that opportunity, and then move it on from there. We have our ideas versus them. That's how we stack some things up for our side versus their lineup versus their players, and they did the same thing for us. So that's just the way this thing works.
Okay. In the back on the right.
Joe, roster.
Yes, sir.
Roster decisions obviously are always hard, especially at this time of the year. How tough was it, especially with your pitchers, to keep guys off and to keep certain guys on?
It's never easy, and a lot of it has to do with just on the personal level. You have to do what you think is right professionally, and then personally, sometimes it's difficult because you like these guys. They're good guys, and they want to be on the team, and they want to be on the roster. They want to be out there, and it's difficult. And all you got to do is tell them exactly why you did it. Don't give them any kind of trumped up reason as to why you chose to do one thing or the other. And when the guy comes in, they sit down, you tell them exactly what the discussion was about. Period. And then when they leave, they might not be happy, but at least they heard exactly why you did what you wanted to do. So this is something I've learned. It's never easy. They're not the kind of conversations you look forward to having, but have them, because you'll maintain the respect of the player just by being honest with them. And this is for this round. Hopefully we get to the next round, and then you make maybe other decisions based on the team that you're going to be playing against, or maybe just based on poor performance in this round by somebody you already have out there. So there's different ways to look at it. The big thing is when you have that conversation, whoever you're talking to, just so that they don't shut it down mentally. You can't have them shut it down, because things happen in this series that they can be the replacement for somebody that gets hurt. So it's about being honest and really relying on the player himself. And don't shut it down, please. Keep your mind active. Stay involved with what we're doing.
Back.
Joe.
Yes, sir. Hey.
On that note, what was the discussion like with John Lackey, and how do you anticipate using him in the series?
Easy with Johnny. The discussion was primarily about how we're going to use him. Exactly. And my biggest concern was, how much time do you need to get ready? When a guy's a starter pretty much his whole career and you throw him out in the bullpen, what do you need to get ready? You know, I've gone through this with even like David Price in 2008, having been a starter. What do you need to get ready out of the bullpen? So that's the biggest concern that I have regarding how to utilize him. I've already talked to Boz about it. Listen, if we're thinking about John, make sure that, you know, we give him enough time in advance to get ready. And then beyond that, you know, obvious situations. I mean, he's got length involved. By having Lackey on this team, it permits us to utilize Montgomery in different ways. So they're kind of linked in that decision.
Okay. We'll take one last one for Joe.
Yep. My man.
Joe.
Hey. How you doing, buddy?
You're here around midseason, and
yes,
it was a tumultuous time, as you recall.
Yeah.
The team wasn't playing well, and you said at the time, and maybe, I don't know what you were thinking, but you said at the time, you thought that period would make the team stronger going forward. Why did it or didn't it, and what are your feelings now at the way the team came out of that situation?
Well, we split here with them, and we really had a lot of guys missing. Zagunas was playing a big part in that series. I can't remember exactly. We had several guys that were banged up, and John Jay was the hero in that last game, ball in the right center field gap. I just thought the way we fought through that moment against a very good team spoke loudly and clearly about us as a group, and I thought I knew, as guys began to get well in the latter part of the summer, that we would have fresher bodies, and we needed to remain handy. We had to stay tight with Milwaukee, and I don't know if what St. Louis's record was at that time, but it was Milwaukee was the biggest concern, to stay tight. And I thought the way we responded here against a really good team, I was really pleased with that. So I thought that moving forward, a lot of our guys leaving that night, getting on the plane, flying wherever we were going, really good vibe about it. So I thought all that stuff was pertinent, and eventually we continued to build upon that. We needed to get rest. We needed to get well. We needed to get our adrenaline going again. We needed to get all that stuff happening coming off the two previous seasons. So I thought that particular series really highlighted where we were at mentally in a good way.
You had the controversy during that where you released the player. Harry had a controversy.
Oh, was that during that time? See, I just tend to remember good things. I do remember that, absolutely. And I don't know how much that was linked to that. We went back home. That's right. I'm sorry, I forgot about that. We went back home, we discussed all that, and ended up making the move that we did. I can't tell you that was had a multiplying effect. I don't know that. I can't tell you that for sure. But, you know, that was a difficult moment. There's no question about it. Turner had himself a pretty nice series.
The Joe Maddon press conference right here on 670 The Score, the Bernstein and Goff Show.
Pretty sensible, but how he explained the lineup, I get it.
Yeah, he wants to be able to hit one over the fence. And you have a better chance, I guess, with Kyle Schwarber in there for two, maybe three at-bats. And then if you got the lead, you take him out and throw a better fielder out there. It makes sense. you just hope that a ball doesn't find him that he doesn't want to field.
And very briefly, I want to mention, too, that somebody more of a numbers wonk than I, who is digging into the components of Schwarber's UZR, said via text that almost all of his defensive value is with his arm.
Right. He's thrown a few runners out.
And that he does have some arm value. The problem is his glove is such a negative, it's hard for his arm to overcome that.
Well, you hope if you're a Cubs fan that that doesn't come into play today and you see the Kyle Schwarber of playoff lore with all the long balls that he's hit over the last couple of years in the postseason.
Again, keep your eye on third time through the order because as the Joe Sheehan newsletter
said, seventh inning?
The fifth through seventh inning, third time through the order, Nats pitchers are generally pretty good, and Cubs hitters are generally pretty good. So it's strength against strength. That segment brought to you by UPSJobs.com. Want up to $125 in weekly bonuses and $25,000 in tuition assistance? Be a part-time UPS package handler at Hodgkins, Gary, or East Chicago. Apply at UPSJobs.com.
He's Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. We are live out here at Fatty's Pub and Grill, 15 minutes away from Cubs pregame, an hour and 15 away from first pitch, right here on 670 The Score.
This is Addison Russell. Listen to every Cubs playoff game on Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the Cubs.
Playoff coverage brought to you by State Farm, proud partner of the Cubs, and by CDW and Intel. CDW, people who get it.
This is Tiki Barber with a CBS Sports Minute. It's so trendy to lash out these days, flip open your social media account with full visceral emotion and scream that you're fed up with whatever the issue of the day is. As it pertains to football, this has been a variety of things of late. Concussions, domestic violence, suspensions, and most recently, anthem protests, which has been pointed to as the culprit behind the NFL's ratings decline last season, even though it discounts that 2016 was one of the most polarizing election seasons in history. Week one ratings in the NFL were down this year, but we were in the midst of an epic hurricane, which even caused the game to be canceled. By week three, ratings were back in the black, and last night, CBS reported a 26% increase from its ratings from 2016. We may now be more casual fans than hardcore ones, but regardless of what America is saying, we love football, because just like pizza, even when it's bad and we're upset about it, it's still good. I'm Tiki Barber.
Columbus Day weekend, it's Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. Take an extra 20% off and get women's denim for just $15.99. Boots only $35.99. And the Big One bath towel just $2.99. Plus, get the lowest prices of the season on Levi's. You'll get Kohl's cash too. Earn it on everything, spend it on anything. Thursday through Monday at Kohl's. Select styles, 20% offer valid October 5th through 9th with promo code FRIENDS20. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Before you lies a beautiful meadow. In that meadow, Progressive Direct has placed its auto insurance rates alongside those of competitors. You select the lowest rate and feel a great sense of calm. A great sense of...
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates so you can rest easy. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Plus and additional toppings. Product availability, prices, participation, and delivery areas may vary. The delivery charge is not a driver tip.
Looking to secure financing on a new home? Then you need to call David Hochberg, Vice President of Lending at Pearl Mortgage, to get approved to purchase a home before talking with a realtor. Other lenders will pre-approve you or pre-qualify you, and those are worthless. David will approve you to purchase a home, so you'll know exactly what you can afford. With a Team Hochberg loan approval, your offer will stand out because you'll be able to close within 10 business days of signing a contract, as long as there's no appraisal or title challenge and the condo's warrantable of purchasing a condo. A Team Hochberg approval is the next best thing to a cash offer. Submitting a contract with a Team Hochberg loan approval will stand out from the other offers, unless the other buyers have a Team Hochberg approval letter. So to secure your loan approval, call David, 312-751-1333, or visit perldavid.com. David's helped thousands of Score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333, or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender, Illinois residential mortgage licensee, number 4358, and MLS 1918.
you've reached the High Fashion Hotline.
Hi, my family's going to a tailgate, and I want our style to stand out from the crowd.
Just go to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, Old Navy's got all the latest fall styles. Plus, during Old Navy's colossal sale, you'll save up to 50% off store-wide.
Did you say up to 50% off?
I did, so don't sit on the sidelines. Old Navy has the perfect pants from $19, stylish dresses from $15, and comfy tees for the family from just $6 right now at Old Navy and OldNavy.com.
We're cheering for Old Navy.
High Fashion, Old Navy.
Valid 10-2 to 10-10. Select styles only.
It's the Columbus Day sale at JCPenney. Shop now for up to 40% off select major appliance hot deals from your favorite brands like LG, GE, and Samsung. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, free delivery and basic installation on all appliance purchases over $2.99. Add it up. These deals can't be beat. JCPenney. Available in select stores. Some exclusions apply. Financing terms valid 9/27 to 10/12. Must request at time of purchase. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or jcp.com/appliances for details. Free delivery not available in all areas.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
Shades of the Trestman era, when they go to New England and get freaking torched and then have a bye week and then go to Green Bay and give up 55 points. And national embarrassments make change happen.
The Bears are irrelevant if they don't play Mitch Trubisky.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Wings, Wings, Beer, Sports.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
Sometimes it's important to go back and look at what actually happened and you know, what were actually some of the key considerations in why you played well or didn't play well or won games or didn't win games, ultimately won series or didn't win series. And so it's important to look back because the postseason is a little bit different brand of baseball. Try not to rely on the narrative that, you know, sometimes just reflect the way a game or two happens to go and look more at, you know, the really meaningful things that they'll help you win games or not.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show. That was Theo Epstein. He was on with the Spiegel and Parkins show yesterday. We have been all Cubs pretty much today because game one of the next postseason triumph starts tonight. This from the 847. Just got to the radio, driving back from Decatur. What's the lineup for tonight?
I happen to have it right here.
Kyle Schwarber will be in left field.
Yeah, the way it's a little different, and that's what you heard Joe Maddon trying to explain, the reasoning behind this lineup. Ben Zobrist will lead off and be in right field. Chris Bryant at third, batting second. Anthony Rizzo bats third. He's at first. Wilson Contreras is batting fourth and catching. Kyle Schwarber batting fifth. He'll play left. Addison Russell, the shortstop, bats sixth. Jason Hayward will be in center field at batting seventh. And we went through his slash line against Steven Strasburg. Yeah. Is
seen
terrific.
Him well.
Yeah, he's like a 1,000 OPS against Strasburg.
How do you feel about
sample.
That outfield defensively? Because Jason isn't as good a center fielder as he is a right fielder. And I don't know if you want to throw Ian Happ in the mix in his first game in the playoffs, but what do you...
Would you
have rather John Jay out there in center?
No, because I don't think John Jay's a very good center fielder. I think Jason Hayward's better, and maybe Hayward helps out on either side a little bit more. But
Al Moore is your defensive replacement, maybe?
I think so. Javier Baez will be at second, and Kyle Hendricks is pitching. Yeah, no, I don't like the defensive outfield at all, but maybe they just expect Hayward to be able to cover enough ground right. to help out those guys enough. And then I want John Jay. I mean, if you have him up against just other pinch hitters. I mean, he and Tommy La Stella, their value as pinch hitters, some guys who can roll out of bed and hit velocity in high leverage situations. You got to feel pretty confident with either one of those.
Tommy La Stella gives you a professional at bat seemingly every time he's up there.
I would never, ever throw him a fastball ever. Like you were saying about the Trevor Bauer at bats, and this is something.
Trevor Bauer versus Gary Sanchez, you know, threw him eight curveballs out of the, I believe, the 9 or 10 pitches he saw last night.
I was going to bring it up because, was it Jeff Sullivan we were talking to earlier in the year? We were talking about what were some noticeable changes in pitching approach and increased use of breaking balls. And it's simply because...
That Yankees bullpen, even though they throw 97, there was a whole bunch of breaking balls.
It was the Yankees breakdown, too, that was first and foremost, that breaking balls are harder to hit. They move more. These players now are selected for ability to turn around 95-mile-an-hour fastballs, for an ability to hit velocity.
So the inequity is?
Don't throw them velocity.
Mm-hmm.
If you make a mistake with a curveball, sure, anybody can hit it. But if Tommy La Stella is there, I'm going to make him chase stuff that's diving all over the place.
This from the 815. John Jay has had a hot bath. I'm assuming he meant a hot bat. But if he's had a hot bath, that's good for him as well.
Because he's got the good setup. Yeah.
I don't usually trust men who like to sit in their own dirt, but go ahead, John Jay. If you like to wind down with, with a nice Merlot and a hot bath, you think put him in the lineup.
You think that auto-corrected to hot
bath? Yes, without question.
Right, because nobody would be that adamant about it. John Jay has had a hot bath. He's extremely relaxed and at peace with himself and very clean. Get him in the lineup.
Epsom salt for everybody. Yeah, no. John Jay at the top of the lineup.
He enjoyed making mountains out of crazy foam.
John Jay at the top of the lineup. If you can get playoff Zobrist, because regular season Zobrist was dead man walking. So if you can get playoff,
Danny's gonna be out.
That song is synonymous with outs. So if you can get playoff Zobrist, I'll feel better about this. You got Hendricks going up against Strasburg. It should be a terrific matchup.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah, man.
Let's get to
We're
it.
We're here finally. We've been messing around for 6 months. We're finally here. Time for us to see what the Cubs of 2017 have in store.
Huge thank yous to the Fatties family, everybody involved here. This is there's a reason it's one of our favorite stops. Their hospitality is unparalleled. Thanks to Bud Light for sending us here. We thank our guests, Chris Bryant, Olin Krutz, Zach Zaidman, and Brian Billick. Our video director, Brian Gertsch.
We are also playing for the people of Puerto Rico. We love Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico. And we also love Puerto Rico.
Just the weirdest dude, man. Just the weirdest. Not Gertsch.
He's clearly
Gertsch's kind of weird every once in a while. But.
Like you said, that's when I saw a tweet that says that's when you gather the siblings together and say, we have to do something about Daddy. Right? I mean, come on.
That's a while.
Our engineer, Marshawn Robinson.
The plate umpire, Dan Bellino, waved the run off.
Yeah, they're still looking at that. The fans are cheering, of course, because of the tag at third. I still don't know what he signals. Did it score or didn't it?
He's scoring.
I'm cold and there are wolves after me.
It wasn't that bad. It was, though.
It was pretty bad.
Gotta take the keys and also the broadcasting away from older folks sometimes.
The producers today, Nick Shepkowski.
Sadly, Huff today suffers from dementia. Happy 83rd birthday.
83.
Happy birthday, guy suffering from dementia. What?
Who's he wishing happy birthday to?
My name's Ralph.
It's my birthday, too.
Oh, Jesus.
And the audio overlord, Chris Tannehill.
I be on these miles of hen dog, and now y'all got problems with me. Let me celebrate.
That is something.
All weekend long, by the way. Strict diet of it. Without question. Yeah? Homecoming? Oh, you serve miles and hen dog at homecoming here at LU? Let's go.
All right. Now, this is wish me luck with and all those thank yous. We got to get out of here.
Yeah.
But Google Maps is sending me home through the corn. So if I'm not here Monday, I've been eaten by the corn monsters or like
all right, well,
something to
hope for this weekend. There it is. For Dan Bernstein, I'm Jason Goff. And everybody out here, promotions, Brian Gertsch, Marshawn Robinson, Nick Shepkowski, Chris Tannehill. Cubs pregame, Cubs postseason pregame.
With Mark Grody. Postseason Mark Grody.
Coming up in a matter of minutes right here on 670 The Score. Thank you, Fatties.
And quit yelling.
The horn goes off, track shoes out of the building.
Cubs playoff coverage on The Score is brought to you by State Farm.
Cubs fans, it's all about the postseason now because the Cubs have clinched the division for the second season in a row.
At the wall, he's there, he's got it, and the Cubs win the Central Division.
Hear Pat and Ron's hometown call for every exciting game of the NLDS where the Cubs will face off with the Nationals.
The Cubs win the ball game.
The drama unfolds for every playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
That guy couldn't inspire you to do anything.
They're supposed to do better at Green Bay, right?
That's Mark Trestman type stuff right there. That really is.
Yeah, that was really bad.
Here we go.
it starts from the top. It starts, you know, it starts from ownership.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. The Cubs are NL Central Division champs.
At the wall, he's there, he's got it, and the Cubs win the Central Division.
Listen to Pat and Ron's hometown call as the Cubs defend their title in every exciting game of the NLDS.
The Cubs win the ball game.
It's Cubs versus Nationals. The drama unfolds for every playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs.
That is the first word that comes to mind when I think of the playoffs and the Chicago Cubs here in 2017. It has basically taken all year to get here. Washington, D.C. is the place for Cubs playoff baseball. Cubs and the Washington Nationals. Game one of a best-of-five National League Division Series. I'm Mark Grody. It is Kyle Hendricks against Steven Strasburg, our starting pitcher tonight. It is so good to have you with us here for Cubs playoff baseball. It has been an interesting regular season about which we will talk on this pregame show. And now I get an hour with you. Usually it's the 35 minutes. We get a full hour to talk about this Cubs-Nationals game tonight, the series as well. It's a beautiful night here in the nation's capital, as we're required to call it. It is 79 degrees right now, some friendly clouds above, extremely comfortable. The stadium looks great. The field looks terrific as well. Both teams have taken batting practice, as you would expect. The full swarm of media and attention falling on these two excellent baseball teams, the Cubs and the Nationals. And because they gave me an extra half an hour to work with, we have really packed this pregame show. We'll have Kyle Schwarber a little bit later on. John Jay, who sat down with our Len Casper. Albert Almora Jr. is on the pregame show. Joe Maddon, as always, on our pregame show. We'll have Chris Bosio we will have Ron Coomer. But the guy that will lead things off here will be Bruce Levine here in just a second. First, I want to give you the Cubs lineup for today. It'll be Ben Zobrist leading off and playing right field, followed by Chris Bryant hitting second and playing third. Anthony Rizzo is the number three hitter, followed by the cleanup hitter, Wilson Contreras. Kyle Schwarber batting fifth and playing left, while Addison Russell is your shortstop, followed by Jason Hayward, the center fielder tonight. Javier Baez batting eighth and playing second. Kyle Hendricks is the starting pitcher, as we do bring in our guy, Bruce Levine, Score baseball insider. And Bruce, just going through this lineup, a lot of interesting little things about it. What stands out to you?
Hey, Marcus, mic is off. We got to cut that off.
He has Schwarber in left. He has Hayward moved over from right to center, and he has Zobrist in right. That's not going to stay the whole game. Joe's plan is that after the first five innings, if the Cubs are tied or have the lead, look for Almora to come in center field. Schwarber, after three at-bats, is out. Then you have Zobrist moving over to left, Hayward back to his natural position, trying to protect the lead, put a better defense out there, and that is how they want to look at that. Now, the Cubs also have, they're going to try to negate the power of Washington with three lefties on their roster. That way, they can try to stop Harper, Murphy, and Wieters. Washington will do the same with the Cubs, though, Mark, because they have four left-handers countering with Rizzo, Schwarber, and Happ and Hayward. They want to stop them. So that is the way that they are looking at it. Talking to Dusty Baker today, he thinks that Washington can run on Contreras and on Hendricks. That's a very iffy thing, I think, Mark, because Hendricks has picked off as many or more than anybody in baseball. Contreras, we know what the power arm he has. Baker's thoughts are based mostly on the fact that Hendricks, although very good to first base, is slow to home plate, and they think they can take advantage of that.
All right, Bruce, good stuff on the lineup. That's Bruce Levine. I'm Mark Grody, getting ready for Cubs and Nationals here on 670 The Score. I will ask the question about how things are feeling down at the clubhouse. Bruce, what is the mood heading into the Cubs' defense of a World Series title?
You know, talking to John Lester about it, he said that in 15, guys were nervous. They didn't know what to expect. He was one of the few guys that had any type of veteran presence from playoffs in the past. He said now, last year was easier, and right now, guys are very confident, very relaxed coming in. But that type of relaxed where they're ready for their game, but not to the point where they're nervous about going in. So he feels the team is in a very good spot going into this series.
Bruce, thank you so much for your time. Looking forward to being with you throughout this entire Cubs.
Always a pleasure, Mark.
That is Bruce Levine, Score Baseball Insider. Coming up next on the show, we will be joined by the Score's Lawrence Holmes. Cubs and Nationals coming soon on the Score and the Xfinity Cubs Radio.
Morning, Jim. Want to try a new mocha latte chino?
Just a coffee. Why's everything got to be so complicated? Like those new smart meters.
That's not complicated. ComEd smart meters give you access to more online tools and programs. They put you in control of your energy use, so you can save a little or a lot, Tay.
Oh, I get it. Make that coffee a large. No latte.
That's smarter power made simple. Learn more at ComEd.com/smartmeter. ComEd, powering lives.
This Columbus Day weekend, it's Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. Take an extra 20% off and get women's denim for just $15.99. Boots only $35.99. And the Big One bath towel just $2.99. Plus, get the lowest prices of the season on Levi's. You'll get Kohl's cash too. Earn it on everything, spend it on anything. Thursday through Monday at Kohl's. Select styles, 20% offer valid October 5th through 9th with promo code FRIENDS20. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Hi, you've reached the High Fashion Hotline.
Hi, my family's going to a tailgate, and I want our style to stand out from the crowd.
Just go to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, Old Navy's got all the latest fall styles. Plus, during Old Navy's colossal sale, you'll save up to 50% off store-wide.
Did you say up to 50% off?
I did, so don't sit on the sidelines. Old Navy has the perfect pants from $19, stylish dresses from $15, and comfy tees for the family from just $6 right now at Old Navy and OldNavy.com.
We're cheering for Old Navy.
High Fashion, Old Navy. Valid 10-2 to 10-10. Select styles only.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
Before you lies a beautiful meadow. In that meadow, Progressive Direct has placed its auto insurance rates alongside those of competitors. You select the lowest rate and feel a great sense of calm. A great sense of...
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates so you can rest easy. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's the Columbus Day sale at JCPenney. Shop now for up to 40% off select major appliance hot deals from your favorite brands like LG, GE, and Samsung. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, free delivery and basic installation on all appliance purchases over $2.99. Add it up. These deals can't be beat. JCPenney. Available in select stores. Some exclusions apply. Financing terms valid 9/27 to 10/12. Must request at time of purchase. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or jcp.com/appliances for details. Free delivery not available in all areas.
All right, listen, we didn't invent lunch. No, we're not really in that line of business. But we did make lunch better, because we are in that line of business. We made up a thing called the B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch. It's a collection of your favorite B-Dubs food. And as we all know, a lunch with your favorite food is a better lunch. It sounds simple, but it's taken ages for mankind to arrive at this solution. Sorry we weren't involved in this lunch situation sooner. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Oh, you won't regret it.
Mark Grody back with you at Nationals Park in Washington, D.C. Cubs and Washington played here back in June, a four-game series, which the two teams split. Remember that dramatic three-run ninth inning against the Nationals? It was like one of like 10 games this year where we said, okay, all right, this is the game that's going to hoist the Cubs, and they're going to start looking like the Cubs. And then we all just kind of got exhausted by that storyline that we were all throwing out there, and things got better in the second half of the season. We'll talk to Kyle Schwarber about that in just a little bit. The stolen base, though, ladies and gentlemen, is real with the Washington Nationals. With more, here is 670 The Score's evening time host, Lawrence Holmes.
Let me take you back to June. The Cubs were in the middle of a series in Washington, and the Nationals' run game was working.
The runner at second running to third, and the throw goes into left field, and Taylor's going to score. Scherzer goes to second. Washington leads 4-1.
The Nationals had 7 stolen bases on Jake Arrieta, including 4 for speedster Trey Turner.
When Turner's on the bag, you try and be mindful of that. Pick, vary your holds. But he's fast. I think he had, what, four or five stolen bases tonight? He's a factor anytime he's on.
After the game, Joe Maddon said his team self-destructed on the field. There also was an implosion inside the clubhouse.
If I don't get a chance to throw it, I mean, that's the reason why they were running left and right today, because, you know, he was slow to the plate. Simple as that. It's a shame that, you know, like, it's my fault because I didn't throw anybody out.
Miguel Montero was cut the next day, and Wilson Contreras took a bigger workload. Maddon knows that in this series, stopping Washington's run game is important, and he thinks the Cubs learned from that disaster in June.
Some pitchers are unable to slow it down mentally, and not just the running game, but slow it down mentally enough that they could do different things and still pitch well or throw strikes or complete whatever they're trying to do at home plate. I think we've done better, and I also think Contreras-Wilson matters. You know, the fact that Willie's here all the time, I think, puts a different thought in the other team's head somewhat. we're like everybody else. You want to hold the baseball. You want to vary your times. You want to be quick to the first base. You want to be quicker to the plate. And, again, I could talk about this for days because I really You know, when you're in a minor league situation, a lot of times pitching coaches don't want to quicken somebody up because you think they're going to hurt this guy's ability to throw the ball hard, which I totally disagree with. I think command improves. You could definitely improve somebody's command by having them have a quicker step to the plate, and I think you could do that without lack of velocity or lessening of velocity. So this is something that if you have a guy that's here now that's not able to do it, it's really difficult. It's almost like teaching a guy a good two-strike approach that didn't have one before he got here. It's something you want to continually emphasize on a minor league level. And I really, like I said, the theory that you have to pick your leg up higher to throw harder, I totally disagree with. I've seen guys become more accurate pitchers just the other way around. So we do all the same attempted things that everybody else does. We just have to, you know, the guys that need to get her done need to really apply it. Plus, Wilson makes a difference.
Turner stole 7 bases in the series. Keeping him and Michael Taylor off the bases is a good start to keeping the run game to a minimum. Mark, back to you.
Lawrence, thank you. Great stuff. And, yeah, I was thinking along the same lines. I have to be honest, the guys who bug me most throughout the Cubs tour this year are the speedy guys, because I understand that the stolen base doesn't mean as much maybe as it once did in baseball, because teams just don't have those guys like they did back in the 80s and even the 90s, where you'd have the first two guys probably are always capable of stealing 20 to 30 bases. But when the Cubs have gone up against the likes of Billy Hamilton and Trey Turner, great Pat Summerall name, it has always been a nuisance. The Cubs pitchers simply are not great at holding guys on, so to keep that guy off in a situation where manufacturing runs is real, that is an absolutely big deal. All right, we are getting ready for Game 1 of the National League Division Series, Cubs and Nationals, Kyle Hendricks against Steven Strasburg. Lots to come. Coming up next, we'll check in with Len Casper, as I've been told he has a very special guest down on the field. That's coming up next, Cubs and Nationals on The Score and the Xfinity Cup.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Tom Ricketts.
How difficult was this, Tom? The hangover effect is real.
Since the Yankees had their stretch, only one World Series winner has even won their division the following year. I give credit to the players for keeping focused and for Joe to keep everybody just on the mission, because it's hard to repeat.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
What? Yeah, you idiot, Goff. And Mitchell Trubisky. Ha! We'll throw the ball 12 times to running backs, 2 times to tight ends, and once to a receiver. This'll win in the NFL. Yes, give me more of it.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Sunday.
Well, I got one shot at this, guys.
Let's do this.
The agents of NCIS Los Angeles.
Naval Criminal Investigative Service.
Know their mission.
You've got someone to find.
We need to go undercover.
Know their enemy.
You know what they're capable of.
We're running out of time.
And know no limits.
Going off book for this one, huh?
There is no book for this one.
Don't miss NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
The verdict is in. Tuesday's new hit drama is Bull.
Here comes the fun part.
He's not a lawyer.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You have to tell the truth effectively.
He's a jury consultant.
I change juries' minds for a living.
Critics say Michael Weatherly is charismatic.
I'm a big fan.
Witty and hilarious.
It's great to be me, isn't it?
It's a bullseye.
I'll see you in court. I'm looking forward to it.
Michael Weatherly is Bull. CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Solutions provider.
Welcome back to Washington, D.C. I'm Mark Grody. It is game one of the National League Division Series between the Cubs and Washington here at Nationals Park. Just looking over the distance, we are in our broadcast location. We are as high up as in any ballpark in Major League Baseball. The one good thing is you can kind of see for miles outside of the ballpark, and I just see a big, what looks like a parade almost, of people walking into the ballpark, mostly wearing Washington Nationals red. You know there'll be a Cubs fan presence here tonight. Looking forward to seeing how that is, but not a lot of fans in the stands. You have more people outside filing in, probably getting their food and their beverages right now as we get ready for the Cubs and Nationals. And it's funny, too, that once the playoffs start, everybody looks a little better. Everybody's clean-shaven. Everybody puts their suits on. You get their ties on. It's like when the FBI steps in. Everybody's here. Everything becomes a little bit more official. And then the flood of media capes down on the ballpark as well. But right now, it is a clean field as they get ready to make the stage for the opening introductions, which will come in a little bit. But right now, I'm being told we're going to go down on the field, and we find the scorers, Len Casper. Lenny.
Mark, thank you. John Jay, one of the biggest offseason acquisitions. Let's just briefly go back to the beginning as a Chicago Cub. How long did it take you to kind of feel like you were comfortable with this group, which is a pretty easy group to get along with?
Yeah, it didn't take long. I mean, you said it's an easy group to get along with. The guys were great in the offseason, whether it was reaching out to me or, you know, I reached out to a couple guys and welcomed me and all that. And from day one it's been training, I felt like I was part of the team. And, you know, they really did welcome me, the coaching staff, the front office, ownership, everyone's been great.
And little did you know you'd have such a big South Florida contingent. The acquisition of Avila, you've got Albert Almora Jr., you, Anthony Rizzo. That's kind of fun too, isn't it?
No, it's great. Yeah, we joke around, you know, with the South Florida guys on here, the South Florida boys on the team. But, yeah, it's cool. You know, guys that grew up, around me and, you know, close to me and all that. We definitely have a lot of pride from where we're from, so it's cool to share that with them.
All I heard about was what a good guy you are in the clubhouse before you got here, and that has been proven. You're such a popular guy with everybody. Would your bilingual nature be a part of that, the fact that you can communicate with just about everybody in there in their first language?
Yeah, I think that helps, and I think it goes back to, like, talking about South Florida, you know, growing up there. You know, from a young age, you know, you have to be social, you have to be active, you have to, say hi to people. Just simple little things like that I think that really helped me prepare for my career and kind of that role that I've taken on.
All right, 7 games against the Nationals in the regular season. What do you take from that into this series?
Well, you know, this is, that's in the past. That's the regular season. It's the postseason. But, we're both very good ball clubs. I mean, when you look at the talent on the field right now, it's remarkable. It's incredible. You know, you're going to have some guys that are future Hall of Famers. And, you know, we got Cy Young Award winners and Gold Glovers. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. A dominant bullpen. So, it's going to be a fun series to watch.
You know, I thought it was really cool. The last game of the season, you hit third. It was the first time you'd hit third, and that completed the circuit. You've now batted in all 9 spots in the order. But when you play for Joe Maddon, you know that you have to be adaptable, right?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, that was cool to hit third that last day. Hit behind KB and Tony was leading off. So that's something that I'll remember for a long time. I'll be telling that story to my kids. Like, hey, I hit third one time, and these were the guys in the lineup in front of me. You know, some 2 really good players.
All right, last thing. What's if there's a key to winning this series, what is it?
Just playing our game, you know, just going out there. For us, it starts with starting pitching. We saw in the second half, you know, when our starting pitching goes out there and dominates, and, we can go play a good defense, and then our offense is able to do what it does.
All right, it's been fun to watch you all year, and let's hope for a nice deep run here in October.
Thank you. Let's do it.
All right, that's John Jay. Mark, back to you.
All right, Lenny. And John Jay, by the way, not in the Cubs starting lineup. Ben Zobrist leading off and playing right, followed by Chris Bryant, Anthony Rizzo, Wilson Contreras, Kyle Schwarber batting 5th and in left field. We'll hear from Schwarber in a bit. Addison Russell at short. Hayward in center field tonight. Javier Baez, the second baseman. Kyle Hendricks, your starting pitcher, and obviously batting 9th for the Chicago Cubs. Interesting stuff from Kyle Schwarber. I got a chance to talk to him one-on-one in the clubhouse. And, he like Cubs fans, was a little confused by his regular season. He wasn't happy about it. And he's actually really happy that the postseason is here because everything gets erased. Never mind what happened during the regular season. It's the postseason, and we know the presence that Kyle Schwarber has been in postseasons past. What he did was miraculous in the World Series last year, and I think one of my favorite moments in covering the Cubs, as I have here in my 3rd year doing it, was the wild card game home run at PNC Park where he put it in the Allegheny. It was just a devastating home run, and that's what he does. He hits devastating home runs, does Kyle Schwarber. We were talking about that 4-game series in June here in Washington, a split. Cubs won the first game 5-4, lost the second game 6-1, lost 8-4, and then jogging your memory a little bit, scored 3 in the 9th in that game 4, and we all got out of play and got the heck out of here. A La Stella RBI single in that game, and then the game-winning 2-run double by John Jay. It was some big-time stuff. It did not prompt the Cubs to start playing better after that like everybody thought it was going to, but it was a huge win and a fun win at the time. A quick look at the scoreboard right now in the playoffs. Game 2 of the American League Division Series, the Yankees right now leading the Indians 6-3. Bottom of the fourth inning, Gary Sanchez has homered. Earlier today, if you didn't catch it, the Astros beat the Red Sox 8-2, so Houston obviously in charge of that series. They're up 2-0. All right, coming up on the pregame show, we'll have Joe Maddon, Kyle Schwarber, Albert Elmora Jr., Chris Bosio, and Ron Coomer, and another hit from Len Casper as well, getting ready for the Cubs and Nationals on The Score and the Xfinity.
This Columbus Day weekend, it's Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. Take an extra 20% off and get women's denim for just $15.99. Boots only $35.99. And the Big One bath towel just $2.99. Plus, get the lowest prices of the season on Levi's. You'll get Kohl's cash too. Earn it on everything, spend it on anything. Thursday through Monday at Kohl's. Select styles, 20% offer valid October 5th through 9th with promo code FRIENDS20. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Morning, Jim. Want to try a new mocha latte chino?
Just a coffee. Why's everything got to be so complicated? Like those new smart meters.
That's not complicated. ComEd smart meters give you access to more online tools and programs. They put you in control of your energy use, so you can save a little or a lot, Tay.
Oh, I get it. Make that coffee a large. No latte.
That's smarter power made simple. Learn more at ComEd.com/smartmeter. ComEd, powering lives.
It's the Columbus Day sale at JCPenney. Shop now for up to 40% off select major appliance hot deals from your favorite brands like LG, GE, and Samsung. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, free delivery and basic installation on all appliance purchases over $2.99. Add it up. These deals can't be beat. JCPenney. Available in select stores. Some exclusions apply. Financing terms valid 9/27 to 10/12. Must request at time of purchase. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or jcp.com/appliances for details. Free delivery not available in all areas.
CBS Sunday.
This is our Secretary of State.
We're going to make history.
Madam Secretary is a diplomat.
You must respect our process.
Let me lay out our process. You're going to open your gates or we're going to break them down.
A visionary.
It's only impossible if we fail to try. We need to take a stand.
And a patriot.
Mr. President, you need to win. You're going to need me as your Secretary of State.
Taya Leone is Madam Secretary.
Let's change the world.
CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
Three. The Cubs are back in the playoffs. Relive the most exciting moments of the 2016 season and get your copy of the Chicago Cubs Win the World Series audio CD as the team sets out on another magical postseason run. Only $19.99. Order now at cbschicago.com/CubsCD.
And now, WSCR, 670 The Score, and the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network exclusively present the BBVA Compass Playoff Pregame Show. Presented to you in part by the Village of Bedford Park, AZEK and TimberTech, Grand Appliance and TV, Funkaway, Menards, and Plumbers911Chicago.com. And now, your host, Mark Brody.
What's going on? Welcome into the Chicago Cubs pregame show. It is game one of the National League Division Series on a perfect night here in Washington, D.C. It really is. It's not broadcast or hyperbole. Well, kind of. 79 degrees right now. Clear skies, few wispy clouds as we speak right now. It doesn't appear that the wind would be any kind of factor, but it is game one. And I know if you're a Cubs fan, you're kind of thinking, finally, we got here, because if you followed us closely on the radio this year, it may have, from a fan's perspective, it may have felt cumbersome at times getting through 162 this year just because of what the Cubs did last year and the sky-high expectations that legitimately and justifiably exist with this version of the Chicago Cubs. But Kyle Hendricks, the starting pitcher tonight for your Chicago Cubs, Steven Strasburg is on the mound for the Washington Nationals. And we get right to our guy, Ron Coomer. He is here along with Pat Hughes. And Coom, how you feeling What are you thinking about this game here tonight? What was the mood downstairs, and what are the Cubs' chances here tonight in Game 1?
I really thought our guys were very calm getting on the bus today and in the clubhouse. I thought, you know, really kind of seemed like just another ball game that they were going to play in. So that is very good. You got to like that when guys are relaxed and kind of understanding the moment. So to me, you know, the issues with this game are just simple. You know, you just got to play good, sound baseball like we heard from John Jay just a little while ago.
Well, and it doesn't feel like it did in 2015, nor does it feel like it did last year in terms of maybe the anxiety that you feel for the players, just because they officially now are one of those teams, and I can generalize this in sports, they're one of those teams that has been there. They have done this. They have conquered the big moment. How much does that mean individually for young baseball players?
It's a huge, huge factor, Mark, when you start talking about guys that are 22, 3, 4, 25 years old. They've won a World Series. They've gone through these battles. They don't panic. And they understand what it takes to win. And I think that is probably the biggest factor in the Cubs' favor of anything else in this playoff.
All right, let's get to our keys to the game. Sponsored by Lakeshore Recycling Systems, Chicagoland's go-to waste solutions provider, LRSRecycles.com.
Well, I think when you talk about today's ballgame, I think for Kyle, his fastball command, I think, is going to be very, very important. The fastball inside to the lefties, and then the fastball away to the righties. I think if he can command that side of the plate, that's going to be very good because it sets up his changeup. And then, you know, to me, when you're facing a guy like Strasburg who has had a lot of success this season, when you get a chance or situational hitting might be the key to this ball game. I know Joe Maddon put Kyle Schwarber in the game because of his power. So I believe it's